details revealed at the weekend show that traffic on Spain's toll roads increased by 6.2% in the first quarter of the year, with heavy goods vehicles increasing by 8.8%. The Madrid to Toledo motorway was the only one to see a drop in traffic, losing 36.7% compared to last year. On the Cartagena to Vera route, traffic increased by 5.1%, and there was a 6.4% increase in Alicante. The privatised toll roads are facing financial ruin, with the government under increased pressure to subsidise the operation. Traffic on the bankrupt routes is now 60.7% lower than the national road average, and 87.8% lower when compared to heavy goods vehicles. Between January and May of this year, unemployment in Torrevieja dropped by almost 900 people. Over a third, 331 people, found work in May alone. There are now 9,186 registered unemployed workers in Torrevieja, 4,410 men and 4,776 women. It's expected that more people will find work in June as the summer season takes hold, and so the figure will drop below 9,000, the first time it's done so since 2009. A 10-year-old boy was knocked down in the centre of Alicante on Saturday when a car hit the child who was on a pedestrian crossing. The driver of the Opel Astra admitted that he'd not seen the child on the crossing on account of a badly parked vehicle on the crossing blocking his view. The child was struck and did a somersault through the air, according to witnesses, landing on the road, but was lucky to have not been seriously injured. The driver of the car was shocked by the incident and unable to move for about an hour. As a result, the vehicle was taken away by a tow truck for safety reasons. And temperatures reached 32 degrees in Valencia on Sunday, with Javier recording the highest temperature in the Alicante province, and Benidorm, Novelda and Alicante City were the hottest places, reaching 30 degrees each.